KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's the Wednesday Night Coaches Show here on KDOM. We've got a few coaches to talk to today. We're rounding up the fall sports season as we will be talking with Coach Crystal Fast about the seniors and wrapping up their season there for Wyndham Volleyball. We also talked to Coach Tim Kirk, Mountain Lake Area Football falls to Red Rock Central in the section championship last Friday. So we'll talk with him about the game and recognize his seniors there as their season comes to an end. We also talked to Coach Jenegas of the Red Rock Central Falcons, and we discuss their upcoming game in the state playoffs. So a few coaches to get to here on the Wednesday Night Coaches Show, so we'll hop right into it here after a quick break on AM 1580 and FM 103.1.
Freeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision in class. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Wyndham.
Five Star Realty is the place to go.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Tim Kirk of Mountain Lake Area Football. And, you know, a tough one over at SMSU Marshall, Coach. You know, you guys played really well to start off the game. It was a heck of a start for you guys, able to get a big three and out. And, you know, the Falcons struggled to get a punt away. You guys able to score on the first play of offense. And, you know, things were kind of rolling from there on out there in that first quarter. And, you know, just a couple plays away from, you know, taking a big lead in that first quarter and, you know, getting into that second half, and Red Rock just kind of kept fighting back and ended up being a tie ball game at the end of the game, having to go into overtime, and came down to a few plays. And I think that's kind of what we talked about before the game. You just wanted your guys to be in it all the way, play your best football down to the last second. And, you know, it was a heck of a ball game all the way through, but Red Rock Central was able to come out with the win.
Yeah, it was. I know start the year, I didn't know, you know, if we would even be in a position to even host a playoff game, and then obviously make it to turf, and then, you know, have it start out so well for us, and we played very well. And then second half, we actually did some good things, just gave up a few big plays, and then having it come down to overtime, I just had flashbacks of years ago when we won in overtime against CGB to, I believe they were defending state champs, and we won in overtime to advance, and it just didn't quite work that way, but I actually finally did watch the tape last night. Usually I need some time myself. I've been doing this long enough, but it still hurts. But, you know, you got to get better for next year. You just got to see things. And, you know, just watching us come out and everything we worked on in practice, you know, making this block better, our fake punt we worked on all week, just little things here and there that we did extremely well. We tackled well. I think we stuffed them on a couple fourth downs in the first half. But, you know, credit them in the second half. We still felt pretty comfortable. And, you know, credit them for, you know, they wanted it really bad. We did too, but I think, you know, I don't like to use the inexperienced youth anymore because we played enough games. But I think maybe got complacent. We were lined up wrong a few times on defense, and that kind of hurt us in overtime. You only get one overtime, and we had to call one to get the defense correct. And could have used it in offense, but and that's the way it is, a couple blocks here and there. You know, we can win the game. We gave up a couple big plays, you know, passing plays that you know, a lot of times we'll knock those down or you're going to pick them off. And, you know, their kick return, credit 25, he's a man-child. He's just one of those elite football players at our level. And both sides of the ball and special teams, he's a great player. They got a bunch of good players. Him and 56 were very determined to, you know, continue Red Rock season, which they did. But, you know, our guys played well. You know, they're very disappointed, heartbroken. I think what they realize is, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think anybody thought us to get this far. And to come that close, to potentially have a shot, a going to state, and at that point you play your best game, you might end up going deep in the state playoffs. But didn't happen. Hoping the best for Red Rock. They got a nice team. I just look back at tape how last year we played them a couple times, and I know we had a lot of drop balls. At least the first time we played them, maybe some the second time. Quarterback threw good balls. They caught balls. They tackle well, and just a little too much for us. But everything was just going too good at first. And when you're up 16, you just have that weird feeling that okay, we got to stay focused. I thought we were, but we kind of missed a couple blocks and lined up wrong a couple times on defense. You can't do that at this point, and that cost us, especially on the touchdown, I believe, and a 2-point conversion late in the game. And also the 1-2-point conversion, the Mathewitz kid comes outside. We had a full contain, and I believe John Bergman hit him at the 10-yard line, and then one of our best tackles, Cody Ron, drilled him, bounced off him, and two or three more guys came in, and he scored to tie it up, and that was a big play for Red Rock to get that 2-pointer, because we might have been able to potentially take some more time off the clock and potentially win. But, credit them. I hope, best of luck. You always want to see the team that beats you advance, just like last year. Hills lost a close one in the sector in the state semis, which they were almost close to winning, and you kind of I was at that game. You feel bad. I know you want to beat them all the time, but when they get to this point and they beat you, you hope they do well, and I hope they have a good game tomorrow night and continue to advance. But, we had some good things. A bunch of kids playing at a level that we didn't expect, and more importantly, playing as a team and buying into what we're doing. And, we got to have that because obviously the next 2 years we could be pretty decent again. But I told the kids already the night of the game, the night we lost, is it's probably going to be harder to get back to the section finals next year. And I don't think they believe me, but we got to put in the time in the offseason. But it was a great season. It's tough. That one hurt pretty good. I know, I've coached my boys a few years way back then, and we've had some tough losses, whether it's section or state. And this one hurts just as bad. But the sun came out the next day, and it keeps coming up, and we're cleaning up, handing in pads. And I think probably one of the more important parts is we had a couple of kids with knee injuries that officially will not need surgery. So that's a bonus. Season's over, and all of our kids should be back hopefully in 6 to 8 weeks, whether they're playing a winter sport or just continue to play strength sport.
All right, Coach. Always good to hear that. Everybody, mostly everybody coming out of the season healthy. And, you guys are, like you said, a very young group at the core. Starting the year, weren't 100% sure how the year was going to look for you guys, and ended up making it to the section championship with that young group, at some skill positions, but also have 8 seniors that you will miss from next year's squad. A lot of guys on the team that as seniors will be sorely missed in certain situations. I know just a couple of them off the top of my head, Cody Ron. A guy who's done a lot for you guys offensively coming off a knee injury from last year. Peyton Banks, defensively in the kick return spot. So, a few guys here and there that will be sorely missed as seniors. What have they meant to this ball club this year?
A bunch, because, this group of guys, in fact, I think only one of them is actually playing a winter sport. So they're, they're not their typical 2-3 sport athletes. A lot of times people associate success with football into basketball, and I think only one of the seniors is playing basketball. So it's a different group of guys that haven't had a ton of success through the years, whether it be junior high or whatever sport. They left it all out there. And I'll just run through them real quick. Number 7, Alex Blum, tight end. Got banged up the end of the year at the knee. He got it through the last game. We all wish he'd have been full strength, but that's football, and at least he's nothing seriously damaged. Also gave us some DN reps. Like I said, next 25, Peyton Banks. He's not a big guy, but he's got a big heart. Played D-back last 2 years. He's a pretty good hitter. And covers, even though his height, he's got quite a few interceptions in his career. And he'll fill in on offense when he needs to, but he's given everything he has. Next, 41, Theo Evers. We basically just left him at wide receiver this year because we wanted to focus on one thing. And he made some big first downs this year. I would never, honestly, a couple years ago, I didn't think he'd play varsity for us. And not only did he do that, he ran great routes. He's a threat at receiver and gave us some big first downs and some big games this year. Next one, 51, Abram Bowler. Just came out for football, I believe it was halfway through his sophomore year. He's only been playing for a little bit. he transformed his body last year. I believe he put on 18 to 20 some pounds of muscle. He's a very skinny, not very strong kid a little about a year and a half ago. And he put himself in a situation at DM that it was very hard to run his way. And he did a great job. And when needed, we found out as the year goes on, he gave us reps on the O-line when needed, and he did very well there. So it'd been nice to have him for the four full years, but he gave us everything and did a great job. The next senior, 59, Trayton Dirksen, played nose guard, played a little bit of offense last year, but we had enough guys to keep him off of offense and keep him fresh on defense, and occasionally we'd use him on offense. But he played nose guard, a little DN, and occasionally linebacker. Bigger kid that gives it everything he's had. He's fearless, and he just put it all out there every game. Next kid, Damian Pullman, he just came out late, moved from Wyndham. Didn't play much, but was part of the team, and he said it was the greatest time of his life, so it's nice to have a team player like that. And the next one, 75, Evan Altman's, center and D-line. He started nose guard last year, and we needed somebody else with maybe a little more quickness, and then as the year developed, a week before our first game, we had one center that didn't come out and one center that moved off to Redwood Valley and actually ended up starting for them. So we had to throw him at center, and he just bought into it, and we got better and better. And, another kid I wish I had another year, but he gave us everything, big body out there, and, we're going to miss his presence. And the last one is 81, Cody Long. Like you said, he could have been an all-conference, all-district player last year, blew out his knee, I believe, week three. He was the core of our offense. He played running back, tight end, wide receiver, linebacker, wherever we needed him. We're hoping to give him the ball more late in the year, but he was also our best blocker out of the backfield. So you'd like to do things, and of course fans would probably think he should get the ball more, but without him on the line, a tight end or else wing or else running fullback out of our split, the blocking's just not the same. But he was a heck of a player, and he came back strong, got cleared right before the season, full go, and that was a huge part of our success this year. And he's going to all these kids are hard to replace, but obviously football-wise, leadership and all that, he's going to be very tough to replace. But those are the eight seniors. We should have all those replaced and maybe a couple more for next year to hopefully get our numbers, closer to 30 or low 30s. And, if you'd have told me at the beginning of the football season that, most of these seniors are going to start and do well, I don't know if I would have believed you, to be honest with you. But they put in the time in the offseason. That's where it's at. You got a bunch of guys that aren't naturally gifted. Put in the time, bought into what we're doing. I feel like I've got one of the best coaching staffs in the state, no matter what level. And you put that all together and you win some games and get kids to believe, you never know what's going to happen. So we're hoping to replace them next year. Already got the past few days. I'm nailing down four or five kids that we need to play varsity next year to play at a pretty high level. And if that happens and they put in the time and put on the extra strength and speed and all that, we'll be pretty salty. But like I said, our section is going to be extremely tough next year. You got pretty much every team's got a lot of youth. I know Red Rock loses a couple, two, three very, very good players, but they also have a nice crop of kids out there on the field that are younger and kids coming up. Throwing Hills is young. HLF has almost their whole team back. Gekti Edgerton is going to be phenomenal next year, and we're going to have to put in all the time and have everything work just to have a shot to get back to turf, and that'll be our goal again next year.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time every week here on the Coach's Show, talking with us throughout the season. Again, appreciate you taking the time, and we look forward to seeing how the Wolverines improve next season.
Appreciate it. Thanks for covering us, and we just found out today that our lights are officially in and glowing, so we'll have brand new lights for sure next year.
Awesome. Perfect. Thanks so much, Coach.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Governor.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
When you choose United Prairie Bank, you'll find a true local, family-owned community bank. Personal service, rewarding checking, and other incentives that are waiting for you at United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there, member FDIC.
Lampert Lumber of Windham supplies top quality lumber, tools, and hardware supplies for homeowners and contractors. The staff at Lampert Lumber is always happy to advise customers on the right products for their needs. Visit Lampert Lumber of Windham for all your new construction and remodeling projects.
Thrivent Financial wishes the Windham Eagles the best of luck. I'm Justin Espenson, your local financial professional. If you're interested in putting plans that align with your values into action, please call me at 877-408-4748.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central Football. Coach, you guys moving on to the state tournament. Got the big win against Mountain Lake area in the section championship. It was an overtime victory for you guys. Able to get a goal line stand there to finish the game in OT. Game started off maybe the worst way possible for you guys. You had a three and out offensively, and then, you know, a muffed punt that really set you guys back. Mountain Lake was able to score on their first play of the game. You know, offensively, things really struggling in that first quarter. Defensively, able to keep you guys into the game. Had an interception in the end zone on a trick play fourth down that, you know, really kept some more points off the board for Mountain Lake. And, you know, headed into halftime, you guys knew you were still in it. And in the second half, everything really kind of came together, and you guys were able to bounce back and fight back, tie it up, and win it in overtime. Can you just talk about your feelings throughout this ball game and maybe some things that had to be changed throughout the game to pick up the win?
Yeah, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head when you talk about how, you know, the start couldn't have been any worse. You know, we talked last week about, you know, the concept or the idea that of the spot being a little big for some guys that have never played in that type of game before. And I think early on, you know, kind of showed we had some guys that had some nerves, right? Which is normal, you know, when you get into that level of the season or that point in the season where everything that you've worked for is in front of you and all you have to do is reach out and grab it. And, you know, Mount Lake, it's old hat. That was their sixth straight section final. You know, they've been there, right? Whether you played or not, you've been through the process. And it took us, you know, the whole first quarter to kind of get our legs. And, you know, luckily for us, they did try to trick us a little bit on fourth and goal from the three, and Clinton was there to make a play. Otherwise, we're staring at a 14-point deficit early in the first quarter, and we really hadn't, you know, really done anything offensively at that point. You know, three and out with a bad snap and then getting stopped on fourth and short to give them the short field. But, you know, credit to our guys, they did a great job of weathering the storm. You know, they get the second score right away in the second quarter. You know, Vander makes one whale of a run on the kick return. You know, the conversation between the coaches through the headsets is, man, we missed blocks again, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, he's running all by himself. And I think that allowed our guys to sit back, take a deep breath, and really settle in and start to play football like we know how. We a couple of their scores, you know, the fake punt in the second quarter, the tipped ball to set up their touchdown in the third quarter. You know, a lot of things just weren't going our way in the first three quarters. We were able to, you know, Isaac was able to connect a couple of times, you know, in the second quarter to get us in position there right before the half. And, you know, we said at halftime, like, that score to make it 20-12 was huge for us momentum-wise, right? We proved that we can move the ball. We proved that we could score. And we just needed to get a stop and keep doing those things defensively. You know, we got the stop early in the third, stalled out with it. We dropped the ball on a toss. We got sacked for the first time all year. You know, to put us at third and 20, well, at that point, right, you're punting and you're hoping the defense can play. You know, and we were able to, you know, get the ball back and, you know, going into the fourth quarter. And, you know, Isaac just kind of took over, right? The passing game just was there in the fourth quarter. I don't know what the exact number is, but he had to have thrown for, you know, almost 100 yards in the fourth quarter alone. to set us up, you know, in the fourth quarter and overtime to help win the game. So, you know, the thing when you watch it back and you look at it the whole time, you look at the concept of, or the idea that our guys kept playing, right? We never stopped playing defense, even though it didn't go for us, right? We made some adjustments slightly, took Blake off the nose and flipped him to the outside to slow down the outside running game, and, you know, put Jake Jackson inside to try to be a speed rusher, you know, for up the middle to see if we can run some stuff down. And, you know, when we needed to make big plays, right, those were the guys that stepped up to the plate and got some tackles for loss, put the pressure on the offensive line, you know, and gave the offense an opportunity.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, you could kind of watch that game back and see the growth throughout the game. And I'm sure that's something that, you know, you're really proud of your guys for having. You talked about not having really a whole lot of experience in a situation like this section championship game. And, you know, they really went from the first quarter to the fourth quarter to maybe a team that had some nerves and, you know, a little bit too much excitement to a team that really was able to buckle down and get the win. And that's something that you're really going to need headed into this state tournament. And first round, going to travel up to Buffalo and face off against Wheaton Herman Norcross, a team that has a lot of experience in this situation. It's going to be another opportunity for you guys to kind of go in there, maybe, you know, obviously a team that you haven't seen before, and try to pick up a win in state.
Yeah, you know, right now we're like, you know, we used the term at practice the other day of, you know, for the last couple of weeks we've been playing with house money, right? We weren't supposed to win in the semis against Hills. We weren't supposed to win, you know, seed-wise in the final, right? And I would argue, you know, most people would argue that we're the underdog going into the game on Thursday. And, you know, that's fine, right? I think that's a good spot for our guys, a good mentality for our guys to have going forward, that we're the underdog. We can play with that little bit of a chip on our shoulder, right? There's no pressure. You know, there's no pressure on us to you know, have to win. You know, our expectations are still high, right? We still feel like we have a good team. We still like feel like we have a good opportunity to advance. You know, but when it comes down to it, right, our guys set the goal to get to this point. We've achieved that goal, right? And right now we're just going to enjoy the ride, and we're going to play hard, and we're going to roll the ball out there and see what happens on Thursday night. And either way, win or lose, like, you know, we've been preaching to guys, like, this is the fun part of the season, right? Enjoy it. Okay. Soak it all in every moment that you got to practice here going forward and in every game, and give us your best effort, right? At this time of the year, there's no 0-9s on your schedule. Right, you're playing teams that have earned the right to be there, and every game is going to be a dogfight. You know, you just got to show up and you got to bring your best effort every day. And if you do that, you're always going to have a chance to win. And in the fourth quarter, and that's what we're after.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we're excited to get up there and cover the ball game. We appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show to talk about things, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. Crystal Windshield Repair LLC is ready to answer the call. Braemar Powers will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call 831-3644. Crystal Windshield Repair LLC of Window.
Family car's best friend. Fix it right, get on the road again. No matter the make and model. 8-3-1-4-7-6-7.
Your full service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out our full service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Hair with flair, you're worth it. The destination. Looking your best while we pamper you, you're worth it.
We're now joined on KDOM Sports by Coach Crystal Fasta, the Wyndham Eagle Volleyball Program. And Coach, how are we doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for asking.
All right. So you guys were in a matchup, a hard-fought matchup against Pipestone Arrows the other night. Unfortunately, the Pipestone Arrows came out on top in that one. What were your takeaways from that matchup?
You know, we knew going in it was going to be a tough match. Pipestone's playing really good volleyball right now. They're playing as a team. You know, they're all seniors. They've been playing together for a long time. So we knew going into last Thursday that we were going to have to come ready to compete. Unfortunately, you know, the cards didn't fall the way we wanted them to, but Pipestone, as I said, is a solid team, and we can't hold our heads for losing to a team that's, you know, as on the right of state tournament.
Yeah, and I mean, watching those girls play, it seemed like they were playing with almost everything that they had, and it seemed like it was just not going quite in their favor on most of the serves. What did you happen to say to them in the postgame?
You know, the biggest thing from the postgame is that my girls can't hold their heads. We had an incredible season. We worked really hard. I got this year just major buy-in from these kids on what we wanted as a coaching staff and what we thought and expected of them. Obviously, majority of teams end their season with a loss, and that's a tough pill to swallow, but I'm so incredibly proud of them. It was a fun, enjoyable season. I loved being in the gym with these girls, and that's what I wanted them to know is, you know, that not to hang their heads, to be very proud of what they all accomplished this season, because they really accomplished a lot. You know, we had some big wins, we had some big comebacks. They worked their butts off, and that's what matters.
Yeah, and that fun and that entertainment aspect was probably due in large part to your senior class. You have six seniors, and let's do our salute to the seniors here on KDOM. And let's start off with Abby Ziske. What can you tell us about her?
Just a fun kid. Just love her dearly. She just has so much energy. You know, the one thing that I told her after our match on Thursdays, I don't know who's going to replace her. You know, Abby didn't get a lot of court time, but you know, she came, she worked hard, she kept the spirits up. She was always encouraging to her teammates. When I needed energy from the bench, I always would look down and say, "Where's my Abby at?" And Abby would get the job done for us. We're going to miss her enthusiasm, her positive attitude. Just a great kid.
All right, very good. And let's move on to a player who was a pretty dominant setter and a pretty dominant starting force for you guys on the serves, McKenna McNamara. What can you tell us about McKenna?
Kenna is a very smart player on and off the court. We're going to miss her knowledge of the game, her understanding. You know, Kenna had a spurt there where she really struggled from the service line in the middle of the season. That girl worked her tail off during practice to get it fixed, to get that refocus, and to get that serve back. Because as you said, she was a dominant force at the service line for us. She has a really nice serve. Just going to really miss her focus, her determination, her capability of being such. She's just a really coachable player. You know, does a nice job of fixing the errors that she makes. Just going to miss that part of her. And again, another great kid, just a really nice kid.
All right, and let's move on to your outside hitter, middle hitter that you're going to be losing, a player who I seem to be calling her name out during broadcast quite frequently, and she always seemed to come up with one of, if not the some of the greatest spikes I could ever see out of a player, aside from another one who we'll get to shortly, and that is number seven, Elliot Espenson. What can you tell us about Elliot?
Yeah, Elliot's played a lot of volleyball in her years. Her ideal position was to be on the outside, and just due to injury and due to the way the cards fell this year, she played middle for us again. She stepped up for that. You know, I know that she wanted to be on the outside, and I understood that, but she just did what was best for the team and what we as a coaching staff believed was best for our team. That girl can jump, and we needed her quick. You know, she's very quick. She has quick feet. You know, we were always telling her, you're a million years early on that, you know, that swing. And that's just how quick she is, and we're going to miss her quickness. We're going to miss her ability to get up and block balls. More importantly, we're just going to miss her bubbly personality. She's just bubbly, just one of those kids that you enjoy being around. So we're going to miss Elliot on and off the court.
All right, very good. Now, this next player that we're going to talk very briefly about here is someone who got injured last season in basketball, and it was kind of questionable if she was going to come back or not, and that's Cameron Roop. So how did Cameron do with coming back from that ACL, MCL, or that leg injury, and how did what were your thoughts on Cameron?
Yeah, so obviously Cameron got hurt early in the basketball season last year, and we knew after the, you know, knowing that it was the ACL, MCL, that that rehab, that recovery can, it's different for everybody. Cameron worked her tail off during recovery, physical therapy during the summer here to get back so she could play her senior year of volleyball. And because of her work ethic and her determination, she was able to get on the court early. You know, she was back at the beginning of September. As a coach, you never know, as I said, that, you know, your recovery can be different for every athlete. And what she worked really hard this summer. She got cleared to do some individual stuff, and so she was in the gym as much as possible, working on a box, working with just a setter just to get her arm back into that shape. And, you know, she came back in with obviously the hopes of being in the middle, and we just, as a coaching staff, felt we needed her on the right side to, you know, big, you know, she's a tall girl, and to help block balls. And she never questioned it. She just did what we wanted of her. Just going to miss her calm demeanor. She's a very calm player, and her work ethic, and just having that determination to get back on the court her senior year.
All right, very good. Now let's move on to Kylie Johnson. I don't recall mentioning her very often in the broadcast. Did she play a lot? And if she did, what were your thoughts on her playing ability?
Yeah, you know, Kylie didn't get a lot of court time, but she still came to practice day in and day out, and just a fun kid, you know, just comes in with that attitude. And those are the kids, you know, that don't get on the court a lot, that they continue to come to practice, and they continue to work hard, and they're fun to be around. They keep the atmosphere and the demeanor, you know, happy and lighthearted, because as we know, the sport's intense, coaches get intense, everybody gets intense, and we need those kids that can keep the demeanor and the atmosphere lighthearted to a certain extent and keep everybody positive, and that's what Kylie did. You know, she just came and worked hard and always had a smile on her face, always smiled. Gonna miss that smile and just the fun that she brought to our team.
All right, very good. Now, last but certainly not the least, senior on your squad, the last one that we're going to talk about here today, is Maddie Hogan, another right side hitter. What can you tell us about Maddie?
Yeah, so Maddie is one of those players that is she's very coachable. She, what I love about her is that she's always nodding and acknowledging what we as coaches say, and as a coach, and just as a person, you enjoy or you appreciate that being, like, having that acknowledgement by that nod or that yeah. Maddie worked really hard to get back, to get on the court this year. You know, she also had a knee injury during basketball this summer, and we weren't quite sure what was going to happen with her. But she, you know, had that determination and that passion and wanted to be on the court, and she did that. Going to miss her coachability, and then probably just her leadership. You know, she did a nice job as a senior, and they all did. All of them, all six of them, are great leaders, and they are, as I told them last Thursday, the reason that we played and we got that buy-in is we needed to play as a unit, we needed to play as a team, and that's hats off to these six seniors, and we're going to miss Maddie's demeanor, her coach, like I said, she's just a very coachable player, and her work ethic.
All right, very good, Coach. Yes, I cannot agree with you anymore on the fact that it just seemed like all these girls brought 110% to the floor no matter what the situation was. It didn't matter if they were playing a David versus Goliath situation where they were Goliath or if they were David in that sort of situation, but it just seemed like they were constantly bringing the work and constantly bringing everything that they had to the floor every single match.
Absolutely. All 15 of them, you know, brought their best to me, to our coaching staff, to their team. And that's all we can ask as coaches. You know, obviously, we didn't play our best volleyball against Pipestone. We know that. The girls know that. But that's no reason to hang their head. As I told them, they need to be extremely proud of everything they accomplished. And, you know, as coaches, we're proud of them. We love them. They're great. As I said, it's just been a great group of girls to coach, and I couldn't be more proud to say that I'm their coach.
Yeah, and hats off to you, Crystal. You did a phenomenal job this season taking them that far, and hopefully we can get even further next year with the new group of girls that are coming up.
Yep, and as a coach, I appreciate that, but as a coach, you got it. We're thinking about next year and what we can get done and what we need to get done here in the next 10 months to be up at that state tournament next year. And I just hope that the girls have that buy-in, and I hope that they know that they have that capability of getting up to that state tournament next year.
All right, very good, Coach. Well, we will look forward to talking with you next season and watching the four juniors, four sophomores, and the freshmen, and whatever eighth graders decide to come up for varsity volleyball next season. We look forward to calling those games.
Perfect. We appreciate all of the coverage, Eric, and we'll look forward to next year.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Coach, for joining us here today on KDOM Sports, and we'll talk with you later.
Sounds good. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you. That's Coach Crystal Fast of the Windham Area Eagles, and we continue on KDOM Sports right after this.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience. One place.
Member FDIC.
GDF Enterprises in Windham. Whether you plow it, load it, mow it, blow it, or haul it, GDF has it all. Large showroom and outdoor lot. Located Highway 60 and 71 East Windham. Your one-stop shop and more. Browse our inventory at GDFBobcat.com.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. That is going to wrap up the coaches show here for this week. And that will wrap up the coaches show for the fall season. Red Rock Central still moving on in state football. They'll play tomorrow night. As it'll be 7 o'clock over on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. As they play the first round of the state playoffs up in Buffalo. Again, 7 o'clock first start. But again, that's going to do it for our Wednesday night coaches show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1.